goodness, you scared me. Thought I might die again from that fright. What's the matter, sweetie? Oh, my daughters told you that I was having a hard time? I'm not. I'm getting by just fine by myself. Just a bit hard walking, but that's all. I think they might be over-exaggerating a bit. I'm the mistress of this house for a reason. I am strong and resilient. A belly isn't going to be a handicap to me. Well, maybe in some things like bending over to pick up things or putting on pants. Or me needing to go piss more. All right, fine. You do have all rights to be worried about me, but I feel like this stress that you're exuding is just going to make you gray even faster, my dear. How about we cuddle for a bit? I'm sure that'll do us both good since I know you've been going around and telling me what to eat or not and making sure I don't trip and fall. I do appreciate the effort to be my caretaker, but I hope you know that vampire babies aren't as weak as human ones. And we have strong regeneration abilities too, at least with my bloodline. So please don't stress out too much, handsome. Come here and cuddle with me for a bit. Good boy. I want to thank you again for giving me a child. I've been wanting to grow my family for some time now, and you have blessed me with another. My daughters are so happy to have another sibling joining in. And they told me countless times how they want you to be their new papa. I don't know how you feel about that, but they are eager since you have been such a good parental figure towards them. Their father? Well, it's a long story actually, but I think it's right to tell you since you are joining our family and all. Well, their previous father was a vampire as well. It was more of an arranged marriage between the two of us, and we needed to keep that marriage intact in order for the wars between our clan to stop. We got married, and bloodshed was another thing in the past. Then I bore two beautiful daughters, and both clan rejoiced. Since we have similar cultures where we see man and woman as equal, my daughters hold no ill will against their father, and neither do I. I want them to have some positivity and good memories of their father, at least. I want to do that for him since he was a great ex-husband and father towards them. The two clans got along with one another, and there was prosperity until a rival clan didn't like the peace that we have achieved with one another. War and bloodshed brought out again, and my husband got killed protecting me. You were probably thinking he was abusive towards me, but no. He was actually one of the good ones, and was caring under that cold demeanor he had. But it's been 400 years since that happened, and I hope whatever new life he has, I hope it's a happier one for him. My daughters are the same way as well. They've moved on, but they never forgot their father, but wouldn't mind a new parental figure in their life. Especially a new daddy. Well, you are going to become a new father, not just for our child, but for our daughters too. They really do enjoy the company that you have graced us. I know you might have some self-doubt in yourself still, but now from what I've seen from you since you stayed here with us, you'll be a fantastic father. When it comes to being a parent, we don't get this manual on how to raise a child. Most of the time, the child will grow up and figure out how to build themselves. We as parents have to stay and watch our baby grow up and be a wonderful adult and find themselves. We need to give them love, attention, and support. That is what helps to raise a healthy mind and strong child. I'm not saying it's impossible for people who come from broken homes can achieve that as well. What I'm stating is that they'll come across people who will stumble upon their life and make their life for the better most of the time. I didn't come from a great home as a child. It was always what my parents wanted and used me as their extension instead of letting me find who I am. Then I met some friends who I still can call today good allies. They helped me shape who I am. They gave me the support that my parents never gave me, and they built me to who I am now. So know that I never think you're broken or a bad father. You're a wonderful man who have influenced and brightened my life a lot more in so long. I always appreciate our relationship so very much. And I ended up falling in love with you over and over again. Know that you're not alone when it comes to raising our kid together. I do have experiences under my belt, although it has been a while since I've dealt with a baby for some time. But I do have a general idea at least. And of course, each child has their own personality too. Can't expect all of them to be docile. There will be some chaotic children in the mix too. Huh? Feeling less stressed, baby? I can tell with how you're rubbing my belly. Slower and more softer with how you're rubbing it. You do have all rights to be stressed out. But know that you're not alone, sweetie. I love you so damn much. I can't wait to have another in my growing family. And I was thinking, once we raise this little one to an old enough age, how about we go for another one? I would love to have as many children with you as I can. Well, I do love having kids. I think it's wonderful to be able to give birth to a new life. Especially when a lot of humans see us vampire as this demonic and lifeless creatures. It makes me happy and smile a lot. Even having a lot of children run around my manor too, I think it's lovely and where the hollow hallways aren't as lonely every time I walk through it. And the gardens that has no patrons to visit them every day. It would be nice to have more life here. Thank you for accepting my selfish request. I will promise you that all our children will be raised with a lot of love and care. I love you so much, handsome. I'm so damn lucky to have met someone like you. But you know, since I'm pregnant and all, I wouldn't mind if we had sex. I read it in books and I've always thought it was pretty hot. Have you ever wanted to fuck a pregnant woman at least once? I'm sure it's on your bucket list somewhere. If not, I'm not forcing you. Just want to open up some ideas since I know it's been a while that we did something intimate and sexual with one another ever since my belly got too big. But it's not every day you get to fuck a pregnant vampire woman. So if you ever want to go at it with me, I really wouldn't mind the idea of it. Well, that is an idea for the both of us. I do feel really tired, though. I wouldn't mind taking a small nap with you since I've been getting more drained ever since I've been carrying our child. Oh no, I feel blessed that I can conceive a child with you. Just not favoring the drawback is all, but I personally think it's worth it. I can't wait to build my family even more with you, sweetie. I love you so much, baby. Sorry. I guess I really am tired. You're so warm. I could just use you as my pillow. Well, if you don't mind that ass. Good night, sweetie. Thank you for everything you've done for me and my kids. I'll find ways to make you live forever with us and our children. Even if it takes me going to hell just to retrieve your soul, I will do it. I love you that much.